We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football. A tough loss last week for Tri-Center. They'll try to turn things around this week as they take on at Missouri Valley. Steve Peterson, head coach for the Trojans, joins me now. And Coach, you've been dealing with injuries all season long, and it sounds like you had to deal with another one last week.
Yep. We lost A.J. Harder last week. About halfway through that second quarter. So, had to make some more moves to hopefully stay competitive.
So what is his status going into this week? And if he's not going to able to go, how do you see the quarterback position?
He's still working with that shoulder injury. He's still not 100%, so we're not sure if he's going to be able to make it back or not. We're hoping so. We haven't got clarity yet. Obviously Cale Witt will be stepping in, if he's not able to go. Cale came in that second half of the trainer game and has done some really, really good things. He was a quarterback before we moved him to receiver when we had AJ. So he kind of knows the realms and kind of what's going on. So, shouldn't be too much of a switch for him, but, obviously losing that wide receiver threat, makes it a little harder for our offense, but, we'll still be competitive.
So what adjustments do you have to make around your offense, to evolve around Cale Witt to make him successful?
Yeah, the one good thing about Cale, he's such a gamer and such an athlete. Obviously, we can, he can throw the ball pretty decently. He hasn't had to throw the ball, for a few years. So getting him acclimated into throwing the ball again is definitely a big step for us to do for him. But obviously, he's an athlete and he can run with the ball in his hands. So that's definitely one thing that we might look to do this week is getting our quarterback on the move just a little bit more than we have with AJ.
And so shifting from the pass a little bit to the run, how big of an adjustment is that going to be?
This is not necessarily saying that we're going to have to run the ball more with Cale, because Cale still has a really, really good arm and is still a very good quarterback. And then we still have Zach to be able to throw the ball to, and hopefully we're getting a few more guys healthy this week that haven't been able to play. That'll be out on the field in the receiving core. So, yeah, we might be lacking Cale at the receiving core, but we still have some really good receivers. And I'm dead honest, Cale can still throw the ball. So I don't see too much of a difference in our offense, just the fact that maybe we can run a little bit more with Cale than we did with AJ.
So what are some of the other guys you expect coming back? I mean, it's like an added subtract kind of deal with you and your team.
Yeah. Honestly, we're still working with Jaden Johnson. Hopefully maybe he can come back this week. Hopefully we get a couple more guys. Ethan Bogey's a freshman that's kind of been stepping up here a little bit. Steven Ring's been playing very well. Baker McCarty has been playing very, very well at the receiver position. So we're hoping that these guys stepping into the positions that have actually now have had a couple weeks to run through the offense and get some of the playing time that we're able to step up and be bigger roles than what they've had in these last couple weeks.
It's hard to say that you're still in the playoff picture when you've only had two wins on the year and things haven't gone the way, but I mean, your way, but there it is. I mean, but the playoff system that's in place, you still feel like you got to have a chance, don't you, to get into the postseason and see what you could do.
100%. There's still 2 weeks of the season left that could actually put us in a very good position if we could get lucky and hopefully win these next two. Then we could be sitting with a 3 seed in our district. And yeah, we're still going on the road, but we would rather play a 2 seed rather than a 1 seed. If we make the playoffs, so that's definitely still on the boys' mind, and they're still hungry to go get that, which is nice. I mean, obviously, all the ups and downs and the roller coaster ride that we have had of a season so far, and the kids are still invested and still wanting to go for it, just shows you what type of kids we have on this team. So they're still hungry, which is good.
Just how difficult has it been just juggling lineups? I mean, you probably haven't had the same starting lineup each and every week.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been a tough road for us. It's 1 week we're thinking we have something, and then injuries come and we're having to revamp. And I got to give props to the coaching staff. They've been doing a great job on, trying to put in game plans to make things work with what we have. And, it just seems like we're always that one or two guys short, or injuries that come from actually having a competitive game and winning one of these big ones. So we still got two big ones ahead of us. So hopefully we can get at least one of these two.
Missouri Valley, they've gone through some difficulty this year. What do you see are going to be the biggest challenges with the Big Reds?
Yeah, they have a couple of really, really good athletes on the outside that they like to throw the ball to. So yeah, it's going to be one of those situations where they either seem to go into one game plan or the other, where they really want to try to run the ball and get the run set up, or they're going to do the opposite and they're going to try to throw the ball a little bit more to try to set up the run type of thing. So we got to be prepared for both of them. Like I said, they have a real couple of good athletes on the outside that they can throw the ball to. So we can shut them down. I think we can be okay defensively. And then offensively, they've switched their defense now from the four front to a three front. So, you know, it's just like every week when you get into this class 1A football, it seems like they try to draw something up new for you to try to go after defensively. So we'll just have to be prepared for either one. And hopefully we can get something going offensively.
Well, Coach, let's hope that things turn around for you, and hopefully people get a chance to come back and play. And let's hope AJ recovers from his injury. In the meantime, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Steve Peterson, head coach for Tri-Center Football, with us here on KSOM.